Well, it's going to be cricket to start. It is the third and final ODI between the Proteas women and the West Indies women in the West Indies. It is a series decider because it is one all, and it looks like the Proteas women have got off to a fantastic start. West Indies won the toss, chose to field, and the Proteas currently 120 without loss. Tasman Brits is 57 not out of just 49 balls. Laura Wolfart is 49 not out of 40 balls. So they've been going for just under 15 overs, and they're 120 without loss. They're going at 8 runs and over. So it's been a brilliant, brilliant start there for the Proteas women's side. Want to put up a good total so they can defend it and win the series. It will be a fantastic series to win in the West Indies. Then moving to rugby news, Owen Farrell says he has no regrets over his one-season move to French club Racing 92. The former England captain struggled with injury and could only help the team to 10th in the top 14 standings. He's now returned to Saracens, where he won 3 European Cups and 6 Premiership titles. He tells Sky Sports News he's better for the experience regardless.
People were great with me there, and my family loved the time there, and obviously I'm disappointed that it went the way it went. But I'm glad we did it. I'm glad we had the experience.
Well, the British and Irish Lions tour gets underway this Friday night. They take on Argentina in Ireland in the first match before they head off to Australia for their tour. It's going to be a fantastic tour. I'm really looking forward to Friday night's game. Should be a cracker. But the tour only starts when they get down under. Finishing with football news, Man United CEO Omar Berada's reiteration that their aim of marking the club's 150-year anniversary with a title. The Project 150 vision was first outlined in September, which sets out a target for both the men's and the women's teams to be crowned league champions in 2028. United's men's team has just ended its worst ever Premier League campaign, losing 18 times. Losing 18 matches in the season.
You're loving this, eh?
So 2028, guys. Let's see. Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's all from me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.